This community update was brought to you by Uradio. The Royal Manitoba Theatre Company is stepping into the deep forests of northern Manitoba with a new production that blends contemporary storytelling with centuries-old Cree tradition. It's called In the Shadow Beyond the Pines, a haunting new work by Indigenous playwright Rhonda Aptigan. The play follows three friends gathered around a sacred fire. Their shared grief stirs something ancient, a presence straight from Cree legend. Aptigan, a proud member of Norway House Cree Nation, says these stories shaped her from childhood.
You know, I grew up hearing these stories pretty much my entire life. And also hearing versions of them that were more contemporary. So, you know, people's experiences with the uncanny or unusual things that happen.
What began as a scattered collection of tales evolved into a full script through the Pimiteoan Creator Circle, a program supporting Indigenous writers. With mentorship and workshopping, Aptigan says the story had a little bit more substance, eventually becoming the version now on stage. The play blends traditional teachings with modern horror, a balance Aptigan approached intentionally.
Horror is great for that because it gives a face, maybe not quite a face, but a shape to the things that are sometimes more difficult for you know, people to navigate. And it also, it's a safe scary, if that makes sense.
Actor James Dallas Smith, who plays George, first encountered the script in MTC's development workshops. He says the writing's authenticity grabbed him immediately.
So I got to see this script from pretty early on and thought, well, I'd like to be a part of that if I can. So just be pleasant and hang on and hope they don't throw me out. It's just a really interesting story in the sense that done a lot of Indigenous shows in the last decade, which has been a gift unto itself. But this one is sort of disguised as a horror thriller, and it sneaks the kind of the teachings and the lessons in. So I've never seen anything like it on stage.
Smith says George's strained relationships with culture and family echoes experiences across Indigenous communities, particularly the impacts of residential schools.
George doesn't mention his parents. He only mentions his grandfather, which is a pretty common Indigenous thing, that there's a generation missing because they were damaged by residential school and weren't able to overcome that trauma. So I learned a lot about what that would be like to be a whole generation. Like, I had a really, really supportive family and parents growing up. So this is an eye-opener for me as far as, I of course, you know these stories exist, but to see a firsthand example that Rhonda's given us of this man who didn't have a great support system, but he did have a very strong cultural grandfather.
The team worked closely with knowledge keeper Jake Windyhair, opening and closing each day with smudging, even over Zoom when necessary. Actors carry tobacco ties for protection throughout rehearsals and performances. And in a rare move for a major theater, MTC is incorporating a real sacred fire on stage.
The main part of the story is a sacred fire. So the director's like, I know this is complicated, but it's a really simple set. Could we have a real fire because it's so important to the story? And it's representative of how life can rise and dim. And he's like, it's such a powerful metaphor in Rhonda's play and a cultural element. Can we have it? And so there was obviously lengthy discussions about it, but we have it. It's a real working fire. It's incredible. And I've never had that on stage before.
Aptigan says seeing her story come alive with such immersive elements goes far beyond what she imagined.
And one of the things that I am most amazed by is how that has translated into you're not sitting there watching TV, which is almost what my original sort of mind picture looked like. Such an interesting, and everything that I thought of as, you know, oh, there's no possible way they could do this on the stage, they've managed to.
In the Shadow Beyond the Pines runs now at the Royal Manitoba Theatre Company until March 28th. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.